If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life.
Good morning. It is your host, Bobby Mason. Not really a host, it's just the daily update. I wanted to bring something up this morning because I got a nice piece of hater mail this morning. And it actually came through LinkedIn, which was a little surprising because most people are pretty professional on LinkedIn and try not to start anything that involves ripping on someone. But I got an email this morning saying the following. I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it in front of me. It basically said, Bobby Mason, your whole idea of social media, the content that you put out, the podcast that you do, I can see right through it. It's a scam. I guess. I don't know what he's talking about at this point. Then he went on to say, the reason it is a scam is because we all know that you would not produce this stuff for free. You want to get something out of us someday. Because if you do not want to get something out of us someday, you are the dumbest entrepreneur out there because nobody wants to give away their ideas, their thoughts, their motivations for free. Well, I'm not going to say this person's name, but I will say the idea that good entrepreneurs don't give things away for free, I think that's just bullcrap. That is a truth I live by. I think the best entrepreneurs in the world give tons of stuff away for free. They provide so much value that ultimately it leads to success within their companies. My job pretty much as an entrepreneur and a leader is to give away the knowledge that I have learned for free so other people can get better at the things they want to do. Think about it. Every employee I work with, every intern I work with them every day. I spend my time with them every day. I teach them everything I know when I've spent years learning it on my own, and I'm giving them the opportunity to learn it in a matter of minutes. That's your job as an entrepreneur. And these podcasts, these daily updates, the things that I talk about, for sure I'm doing it for free. I never, ever plan on getting advertisements for this. I never plan on selling something through the podcast. Yeah, you know, someday, if I really need something from all of you guys, I'm going to kindly ask. I'm going to say, hey, here's the deal. I have this product. I think it would work well for you. I truly believe in it. If you guys want to buy it, buy it. It might be as simple as that. Other than that, that's it. That's my sales pitch. And every single day, I'm going to try to say something that provides some type of value for you. And I will not quit no matter what somebody says. And I think that's actually one of the biggest problems that people have. I think a lot of people would love to jump on a podcast. I think they'd love to start their own podcast. They'd like to do their own social media, but they're so afraid of the judgment. They get crippled by the judgment. Like, people feel real pain when they get a message like what I just received. They feel pain. They hate having, I don't know what a made-up name would be, but some made-up name. They hate having them. They hate receiving messages that involve negativity. And when they feel that negativity, they're crippled by it. You could start a podcast tomorrow. Look at how freaking easy this is. I am on my phone recording a video that I will later throw onto iMovie, will extract the audio, throw it on Podbean, which will go to iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Google Play. And then I will take that video and I will also download that into an MP4 and upload it to YouTube. This 7 minutes of content and then the 15 minutes of editing will turn into, I don't know, like 30 pieces of content on multiple different sites. Think of how many people you reach so quickly, just like that. Think of how easy it is. You have the technology in your hand. You're just afraid to do it because you're afraid people are going to comment and leave you negative remarks, just like this guy did this morning. And you know, one thing to really think about when it comes to negativity and judgment, and it's really helped me recently. I don't think you should be a pompous prick about it, but if someone leaves you a negative comment, just think about how sad it is that that person had the time to send you something negative. They consumed your content and then they said something horrible about it. That's pretty sad. Like, I don't think, I've never had the time to sit there and consume somebody else's comments or content or videos or quotes. And I've never had the time to sit down, think through some type of message that involves tearing them down. So I would just say a comment like that, I mean, I'll tell you exactly what I did. I just responded as kindly as I could, sent him a super long message. I think it was like a 500 word message explaining what I believe the role is of an entrepreneur, what I believe all of our roles are in society, and that is to give, 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 and eventually you'll get something in return. I know Gary Vee says it the best. He's got some book called Jab, 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 Right Hook. The jab, 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 that's free, free, free in my mind. And I think it might be in his mind too. I give you free, 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 free content. And I'm going to give it to you for months. And then once every couple of months, I might provide you with a product or service that I believe could enhance your professional world. That's my play. If you don't buy anything from me, great. I care way more about you getting something out of this podcast or getting something out of the vlog or getting something out of my social media feeds and actually doing something with your life because of that content. I care way more about that than you buying anything from me in the future. Way more. It's not even close. I want you to grow. I want you to be happy as hell. Like, that feels like my main mission. The reason why I want to start a business, originally I thought I wanted to start a business because it'd be super cool to grow a large company, to have the responsibility to take on the projects, to really make something big in the world. And now I'm starting to learn, I think the main reason why I want to grow a business is because I can impact more people and effectively try to make more people happy. That's what I care about. I care about you finding that passion, finding that thing that makes you happy. Stop letting judgment take away your happiness. You only live one time. Stop trying to make people happy that you don't even care about. Those people judging you, you don't care. You honestly, if you really think about it, you don't care about their opinions. Yet somehow those opinions are holding you back. The very last thing I'm going to say quick is when it comes to podcasts or creating something special, or really just creating content for people to consume, the first thing you need to look out for, yes, letting judgment cripple you. The second thing is, stop being a perfectionist. Everyone has something to say. We all have decent content to put out. You have to stop thinking about how perfect it needs to be and just post. Believe it or not, there's gonna be somebody out there that cares about the sandwich you ate this morning. There's gonna be someone out there that cares about every breakfast you've had. I mean, I personally wouldn't watch it, but people would. And if that's what you care about making a breakfast sandwich every morning and posting it and sharing it with the world and how you do it and trying to teach people how to make the best darn breakfast sandwich in the world, do it. Start today. It's so easy. You have an opportunity to get yourself out there and interact with people and provide value. And if that's what you're called to do, you should go do it. If you're even slightly thinking about it, start this morning. And if it doesn't make sense for you, do something else. It's really that simple. Find the thing you want to do and do it. That's it. I could harp on that forever, but we're hitting the 10-minute mark and I want to keep these daily updates short. I guess to give the quick update on the day, actually I've been working on sleep, so that's super weird. I didn't wake up this morning until 9 o'clock. I went to bed last night at like 1:30, so it was early too. So I'm getting sleep, which is really strange. I'm actually taking a night off tonight during the week, which is also very strange. I'm going to a musical. Super weird. And I think today, my big thing is I'm actually going to just work on producing some solid social content for all of you guys. I think that's going to be my project today. And yes, I'm going to do some UX and UI sketch stuff. And yes, I do have to mentor a couple companies that sent submissions about their businesses. But yeah, I'll do some GoMahi. But then I'm going to really work on thinking through what kind of content would be good for all of you guys. So that's my day. That's the plan. We're going to get her going, pumped up, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye, guys.